Welcome back to another episode of the Radelaide Summit podcast. In this week's episode, we are recording live from the Pond offices in Adelaide, and there are two massive and exciting reasons why we're here. We talk about the 2024 Tour Down Under stages, Ballarat and Grand Fondle prep is in full swing, and of course more. Come along for the ride.
Ruby opens up.
If you're new to the podcast and haven't listened before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards and watch you do your efforts up Norton Summit. We discuss them here in the podcast, whether you like it or not. There's a chance we might shame you. We promise not to name you personally, and the odds are high we'll definitely shame ourselves because we're just not as fast as you. Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their own goals. So with that, let's introduce ourselves. We are your summiteers, Frankie.
Hello.
Wang.
G'day.
The Pontom.
How's it going?
And I am Alex. Also, a big shout out to Dad Cash, who's interstate with
G. We miss you, Cashy.
Visiting some family for a few weeks. So welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners, to another Radelaide Summit podcast.
Oh, yeah. As always, we need to know what's happening on or around the summit this week. Sorry.
It's right there on the run sheet, Frankie.
With Frankie written.
I just saw, like, my brain went straight to, like, Wang, and I was waiting for you. And I was like, oh, this dumb fuck. But then I was like, oh, wait. I'm the dumb fuck. All right. What do you want? What have you done?
Another big week this week. So second to last week, really, of Nat's prep. So smashed out 801 Ks with 23 hours this week.
For the listeners, though, it's not just Nat prep this year, is it?
No, it's also to get to the 40,000.
40,000 kilometres this year.
In a year.
In one year.
Is that like one circumference of the world?
Well, we were just talking about this morning,
40,075.
To go around the world.
To go around the world.
So you're going to get to 40,070 kilometres.
I actually sent Alex a message earlier this afternoon. What have I got left? Like 1,100?
I don't know, 1,300 something k.
No, 1,130
something
k. Over how many days? How many?
Well, I said, do you reckon I'll knock it off this week?
And I just went, no.
And then, so what did he do?
So I'll probably do it.
So he's going to do it now. Having two mental health days, a sick day, and an annual leave day to get it done.
Well, we've got Krusty's, we've got Christmas Day.
Krusty's is it? Oh, it's in this week, isn't it?
Yeah, fuck. See?
That's going to be a big day.
You guys are going to suffer.
Possibly. We can do it. Anyway.
Can we put
Monday?
Like a wager on this? Like if he does do it.
No, because he will do it. There's no doubt about it.
It's pretty safe there.
Okay, that's
and
fair.
$1. Sportsbet have already paid out early. Monday. What to do Monday? Zwift on Monday because the weather was still shite from our storm over the weekend. So it was just a couple of Zwift sessions on Monday. Tuesday, me and the Chamoy got out for a ride, just a little leisurely ride up Norton's and down Monty. We did see deck the bulls sitting on the side of Norton's. We'll touch on that later. We almost did get punched off our bikes on St. Bernard's Road on Tuesday.
Doing what?
Well, we were riding, doing the right thing on St. Bernard's Road about 5 o'clock, so fairly busy traffic.
5 o'clock a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
Okay.
Single file.
Oh, okay.
Two abreast.
Yeah.
Guy in this white Commodore comes past. Get off the fucking road.
And what'd you say?
Well, I gave my usual reaction that I normally give to those sort of people.
Why, thank you, kind sir.
Which is, I can't say it on the pod. He then proceeded to stop the car in the middle of the road in traffic, got out his car and tried to punch us off the bike.
Seriously?
Yeah. 100%.
I wasn't there.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Hang on. Maths and physics here, right? You're on a bike. You're moving. Mm. This bloke's in a car. He's moving. Mm. If he stops the car, you're then going to continue moving. So how did he...
So he walked out into the middle of the road to try and punch us.
What?
Yeah.
So he stopped ahead.
Yes, stopped ahead.
My God. See, this is what happens when you have toxic masculinity.
On the podcast.
No. Unfortunately, I had the real Shamoy with me. He's self-confessed. He's probably not real handy in a fight. So we proceeded not to stop on that occasion.
You got my back, Shamoy's gone.
So what'd you do?
Just kept riding.
Yeah. And he didn't come in?
No, then he turned off. So I was hoping he'd keep coming, but anyway. Wednesday, I just got out for a little solo ride after work. A couple of Norton's efforts. Finally got that comm that I was trying to get from our teammate Leo. So
the double
Norton's. And also, for 2 days in a row, had another guy get out his car on Perseverance Road and try to punch me as well.
Well, you do have a punchable
like
face.
A common denominator.
Yeah, I think I am. So, he had just previously cut me off at a roundabout, so he got a bit of abuse as well. Thursday and Friday were just some solo rides after work. No real chamoy on those days. And then yesterday, last laps of Anstey's. If I don't see Anstey's again, I'll be pretty happy today.
Are we talking about that now? Can I ask questions about that or is that later?
No, go ahead.
So what the fuck? 10 laps of Anstey's.
Yeah, I only did 9 because I had, obviously we had engagement in yesterday afternoon. I had to get to be on time. So I only did 9, but the chamoy did 12. I think so Alex did 8.
How long is the one lap?
10.5Ks.
And what's the gradient?
The climb's 3K.
3K.
So it's it's about a 7.5 to a
12-minute climb,
depending on who's doing it. But our times range from our quickest was 7.5.
What's the gradient?
It's a 7-ish percent, I'd say.
So a bit harder than Norton.
Yeah, it is definitely harder
steeper
than Norton.
Yeah. Yeah, but shorter.
Obviously. And you're doing 10 laps because you're trying to train for.
Oh, I don't need to do that. I was just keeping the chamoy. I was just keeping the chamoy company more than anything else because obviously he's riding the elite road race. I'm just doing the fondling. Just out there, a bit of motivation for him. We did have a few other people out there that joined us. We had trainer Chode come out and we also had, what's her name, Alex?
Yes, it was Queen Victoria, but it's been changed, hasn't it?
Cactus,
that's right.
Cactus, she was out chucking laps as well. She dropped
flying.
Alex.
She did.
Wow. Yeah. Lovely.
And another girl from that cycling development team, but she was doing it in the opposite way, and she was there again today doing it.
Ah.
Saw her again today. So
it'd be hard. The last part of Northeast Road is
It kicks up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, yeah. And then today we just did a little bit of a cruisy beach ride for just some of the elite team. 4 of us turned up and a couple of coffees at Contour, world's greatest cafe. That's about it. And now we're here at the Pons office.
Yeah, Pons. What are we doing here?
What are we doing
more about
here?
That later.
Alex.
Me.
You've done nothing because I haven't seen anything on Strava.
I actually did like 15 hours.
Well, I'm your coach and I've seen nothing.
No, 14 hours. Anyway, I did an echelon session Monday. I actually really struggled with that.
What was the type of session?
It was just... like a pyramid type thing. So started off with a minute and got shorter and shorter and shorter, but harder and harder and harder as you went along. Yeah. So cracked in that session, did the same session again Wednesday, but nailed it. Weird.
Did you have, when women get their periods, they get weaker. Like, what are you getting? Are you getting like migraines or something?
I had a double day Wednesday. Maybe that was just because I had a good warm up.
Yeah.
Then Tuesday gym, got on the rollers like super late that evening. Because the other option was to go riding with the Wang and the Chamoy, and I did not want to do that.
That's fair.
I was at the end of his street messaging him.
Yeah, he's like, go out. Yeah, so Wednesday, so everyone that's got an iPhone, there's this button on the side. What does that do?
On button?
Locks your phone, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So I rolled up to Chop.
Stupid brother.
Rolled up to Chop, get 100 metres down the road. We're literally about to start swapping off, and my phone rings like not once, not twice, like 6 times. So I thought it was an emergency. I pulled out of the bunch, rang back, nothing. Then just got, sorry, pocket dial. Like the bunch is 2Ks down the road at this point. There's no. So it was a very lonely trek out to the Subcorp to regroup with them and then roll back. Wednesday night went to Echelon, so double day, smashed it. Thursday we did a Norton to Lofty through Belair National Park with Miss Piggy. We had these two, like, I'm guessing they were less than 15 years old. Like, they saw us coming up Norton. We weren't going fast. We're like, oh, rider's coming. We're going to sit on. And obviously weren't great mates because when we dropped one of them, he didn't go back to get him. He's like, I'm staying on. They were egging each other on. Yeah. Plunge that evening. Kind of the cold pools are reminding me of like a good or a bad day on the bike.
Mm.
Some days I struggle so bad in that cold, but this was one of those days where I was like, this is the best thing ever.
Nice.
Left there on a great high. Friday, day off the bike, but I went like 10 rounds with Gilly at Rico Day. She won very, very well. Mm-hmm. She messed me up.
I was in there today. I did mention that to her.
Gosh. She's like, please don't hate me. I was almost in tears.
She said your legs were fucked.
They were.
They were the words I got from Russ today.
Trashed. And then, I went and did 8 laps at Anstey's yesterday.
I saw you once.
saw me once. Well, that was going to be, even if I started with you, I wasn't going to, oh, you were going to see me once. You guys were flying. I went home, polished the bike, got changed, went out for some filming on Len Norton with Pond Tom over here. Not for Frankie's OnlyFans. And today, yeah, we did a beach roll with Raph and Real Shamwow and the Wang.
Cute.
It was a little bit windy, but it was good. It was
nice tailwind on the way from Outer Harbour back to Glenelg.
Yeah, what did you do, Frankie?
Lovely.
Apart from sitting in Vegemite.
Yeah, well, I feel like a bit of a vegetable. So what have I done? I ended up getting, I don't want to call it headhunted. I just think I kind of fell into it. But
oh, that's right.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, no, I didn't foof you.
You thought we were a team here. Yeah.
So I think, I'm not sure if I should mention her name, but she's an Australian pole vaulter, I think. Anyway, she messaged me and she
Tatiana
was
Tatiana
like,
Gregory Brewer.
No. Oh. Anyway, she messaged me and she was like, oh, hey, like I've heard through the like grapevine that you're like really good with presenting and podcasting because you've got podcasts.
Whoever told her that was a liar.
And I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, really, really need like someone to MC this event that we have for like elite women in sports and periods and all this, a bunch of stuff. And she was like, yeah, we just heard that you might be the best person to do it. And I was like, oh, okay. So what does it involve? And she was like, oh, you know, we need to like, you need to introduce the minister for child protection or whatever. And, you know, just like basically lead the event and then lead a discussion with our ambassadors who were, you know, they were like an Adelaide United goalie, an AFL umpire, one of the Thunderbirds, et cetera. And as she was like telling me this, I was like, have you even listened to the podcast? Like, have you, you want me to introduce the minister? Like, I drop F-bombs left, right and center and I have like a terrible sense of humor. I was like, are you sure you want me to do this? But I was on my best behavior and I did pretty good. And yeah, it was kind of fun. It's interesting. Like as soon as you put a crowd in front of you, and pressure, it's a very different to like a podcast, like environment where I can just look at you. And at the moment, I don't think anyone's actually listening to my voice. So I can just talk shit for about 5 hours. Mm. Whereas I'm standing on a bloody podium and everyone's like looking down at me like I'm a zoo animal, and I'm just
looking
like,
up at you.
I couldn't say anything. But I did drop a couple of period jokes, and that went down well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
had a
just
good
like,
flow to them.
Yeah. I was like trying to suss the crowd by reading body language, and everyone was just like this. So I was like, oh, I'm going to risk it for the biscuit. And so then I was just like, I was just running through like a standard period cycle. And then I decided to drop the like, oh, my face is looking so nice right now because I'm ovulating.
Like
yeah. And that one got eaten up. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Here I go.
Even the minister was laughing. Like, yeah.
Didn't
that's
drop
right.
The Domio grin one or anything like that?
No. No. So yeah, I did that. I did some rides this week. I did one ergo session.
You went up Norton yesterday.
Well, barely.
It was pretty quick considering our stop. Still 30
minutes. You got some PBs on some sections. So I looked at
did
you.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
shit.
I looked at your ride. You got some PBs.
Hanging on to us.
Well, that makes sense because I mean, I was telling my mum when I got home, I was like, fuck, I'm just getting so weak. Because I'm remembering when Alex and I used to do this before the podcast.
Yeah.
And the noises I would make were horrific.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was present for one of those.
They were making a quick appearance here and there. And I was just like, how did
it? It was starting.
Yeah, I know. It was starting again. Thank God we got to stop.
I must say the funniest part was when we were coming back down and you asked us on multiple occasions why we kept
waving
at the
you.
Road. We were pointing out debris on the road
and
for
holes
you.
In the road.
Yeah, well, no, because I was like really focused on just not dying. And
that's why we were pointing out the
debris.
And
then all I see like both of them, and they're just like this. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop waving at me. And then I notice that they're like doing this to things on the road.
After
and I was,
we
like,
realised
oh.
She had no idea, we just were like having a seizure.
Yeah.
So there's
yeah.
still a lot of shit on the roads on Norton from the storms we had last weekend.
Mm.
So.
Debris.
But yeah, that's about it for me. How
about,
Tom?
Can we have an update on your date?
Huh?
What happened there? Can
My
we have an update
date?
On your sandwich bag?
Oh,
hike?
God, he probably listens. That's why he's not interested. But, you know, he just sent me a message saying he just wants to be friends and I've never heard from him since.
At least he sent a message, though.
Yeah,
that's better than just
appreciate that. Yeah. I do. I'd much prefer honesty over
100%.
Ghosting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to hold him to anything. Though. Huh?
Since that, he's ghosted you.
That's okay. He was an honest ghoster.
Right. Normally, ghoster. I just want to be friends means please fuck off. But, yeah, no, I've downloaded Hinge.
Oh, look out.
But.
Can we be the screeners of this?
Yeah, can we all have access to this
Do you want
to
see that? No. Do you want to open it right now?
No. Oh, we saw. I've yeah. seen what's on there.
What from, do you mean?
Not on yours.
Big Banana.
From, yes, from the Keystone Party from Big Banana and another girl that was there. She showed us hers. I'll tell you what, the man drow is real.
Oh, don't even get me started. Man, if I see someone else's prompt say, you know, I'll fool for you if you trip me, or let's get on the same page about pineapple and on pizza, I will fucking throw my phone over
pineapple
the Pacific
on pizza, that's a good one,
ocean. No, like it's that. Not. That's the lamest shit ever.
Was there many people holding fishes?
Oh, my God.
Everyone's holding fish.
I would like to meet somebody, like, organically, but it's just how, I don't know. It doesn't
you
seem very possible.
You did that in the possible. Pub the other day.
Yeah. Well,
that worked out well.
But I'm not on Hinge trying to find anything. I've actually been given like a list of things I need to do by my psychologist. She needs me to do something called impression management. And so she's gotten me to practice on new people. Because apparently that is attracting narcissists.
The wrong people.
Yeah, correct. Right.
We've been telling you this.
We should be, we should be psychologists.
You've been telling me this. Go on, let's have a therapy session
We're
right now.
We're not doing this on air.
We haven't got that long.
Well, no, so the therapist basically said, she used the analogy of, let's say you're meeting someone for the first time and they invite you to their house, right? Mm-hmm. And if you were to see that they have a really, really, really big house, they're super rich, automatically, subconsciously in your brain, you're going to go, oh, fuck, this guy has money. And you're subconsciously or naturally just want to, you're going to try and like this person because there's something that you can gain from it, subconsciously. And she was like, take that concept and apply it to the fact that you do all this shit, like you're an engineer and fucking fly and do all that shit. People are going to look at your achievements and they're going to like bypass getting to know you properly, and they're just going to like make a version of you that doesn't exist. So she's like, go on Hinge, talk to strangers and talk to them, but don't like actually tell them anything. And I was like, how the fuck do you do that?
What do you talk about?
Yeah. And like she's literally saying, if someone asks you what you do for work, you don't tell them you're an engineer. And I'm like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to tell them? And she's like, well,
podcast presenter.
Well, no, not even say that. She said, don't tell them nada. Nothing. Mm. So I'm really struggling with that because right. It just turns
we'll
out I don't episode. Probably who, I'll have all these like fun stories to tell you, but yeah, that's what I've been doing.
So what you're doing is basically just being modest.
No, I don't even think it's modest. I feel like I'm dumbing myself down.
Modest. Because at some point if you find someone, then they're gonna go, oh my gosh,
what?
They know all this stuff all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, she said you drip feed her over time, so
good
anyway,
one.
Thank you.
Very good.
I just don't want to, you know, attract the same man over and over.
Turn off the I want to attract part and then it'll happen
oh,
organically.
Oh, I've given up. I have well and truly given up. Legit, I have cried so much this week because I feel like I'm just like mourning. Well, I've read it in my notes. Hang on. Please hold. I am mourning, grieving expectations and grieving hope. Yep. That's what I'm doing. Anyway, sorry, I'm gone down. I'm fucking right.
Tom, what's been happening?
Are you on Hinge?
Thanks for having me on, guys. Good to be here. Yeah, this week we have been pretty busy in the office getting ready for Tour Down Under, which is coming up very quickly at the moment. So all systems go there. And other than that, been hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
We've been on the summit. We've been getting some filming done for this competition that's coming up.
Do you want to share what that is?
We've got a little bit that we can little share bit? At this stage. I'm little not really bit? Too sure what we can say and what we can't.
Yeah.
But we did a competition back in January this year at the Tour Down Under. It's going to be on a similar sort of level, but a little bit more.
Whoa. Ooh. Get that? Similar sort of level, but a bit more. Maybe I should put that in my prompt on my Hinge. nice.
So, Tom, what's your background, though? Because obviously you work for Pond, but you did ride bikes at one point.
Yeah, many, many moons ago, I did used to race bikes. It's been a number of years
How long do you know?
I think I hung it up in maybe 2019. So we're talking like pre-COVID.
Wow.
Because you look about 24.
A bit older than that. But yeah, now the majority of the riding I do is on an e-bike. I ride it to work every day, and you saw it yesterday.
I should say, listeners, yesterday Mr. Tom Pond here was with his camera, and he was riding up the summit with us, me, Wang, Alex, and he was on his e-bike. And Alex and Wang were just vibing. They were fine. So was Tom Pond, because you were on your bloody e-bike. And meanwhile, I was trying to, like, I was, like, channeling my inner Seal. It was fucking awful. So, yeah, no, e-bike, great choice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the way to do it.
Yeah.
The way to do it. I'm all on board now.
Have you had a crack at Norton on the e-bike?
Not yet. Maybe that's this week's job.
But they max out at 25 kilometres an hour, don't they? Yeah, okay. So really, what's the max time that you would get?
I think you could get ones that are assisted rather than maxing out at power or speed, yeah? Like you can get one that will give you 200 watts and then you can pedal on top of that.
Yeah.
Imagine so that, Wang. You'd be doing like 600 watts.
25 k an hour still gives you a solid time. Yeah.
What would it be?
That'd be in the
13s, I reckon.
Yeah, 13. It would be.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be 13s.
Because your high 11 was like 29 almost?
No, 27 I think.
Yeah.
Fast. 28 maybe. Yep.
Yeah. Lovely.
Amazing.
All right. So we just touched on why we are here.
Yes.
At the Pond's offices. So
why are we here?
So, yeah, obviously we're planning on running another competition next year. So
yep.
That's probably about all we can say at the moment. I don't know if we can say too much more. Can we, Tom, just share?
I reckon we'll keep a lid on it for now.
Yeah.
Keep people interested. We'll have more to come in the next few
weeks. Watch this space.
Yep. Keep an eye on the socials.
All you can know is that we were filming each other on Norton Summit and that's it.
That's
sorry.
That again, not awful. For Frankie's private page.
Yeah, so that's why we were filming up there yesterday. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Which was amazing after multiple laps of Anstey's.
It wasn't.
I can't believe how quick you guys were.
No, we weren't going quick.
Well, relative here.
Yeah. I think I did more watts on Norton than I did on Anstey's, though.
Why? Oh, my God.
That massage just broke me. Took my legs forever to get going.
That's fair. So
speaking of the TDU, we have here hot off the press, a.k.a. Alex's photocopier,
the old
TDU
Xerox
stages
machine.
For 2024. So we're just going to run through them, give you a bit of a quick review. What sort of the notable climbs in the stages and possibly who's likely to be the favourites for each of the stages. So, Frankie, can you contribute to this?
No, absolutely not. I'm looking at stage one and I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Yeah. So we're looking at stage one of the women's and they're doing from Harndorf back to Campbell.
So Friday the 12th of January.
Mm-hmm. Right.
93.9 kilometres, which I'm sure you can read from the top there.
Where? Oh,
yep. So, yeah, Harndorf to Campbelltown. So, finishes just around the corner from Alex's house.
Yeah. So down Monty?
If they do go down Monty or not.
I'm keen. So, the King of the Mountain is on Kenton Valley, which is what we zoom across on from Supers, isn't it?
Yes.
Supers, yeah.
Kenton Valley.
A little climb up there.
Yeah.
Is this a climbing profile on the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
What's SMSFM mean?
Sprint, feed zone, and King of the Mountain.
What is a feed zone?
Well, they give you a little bag.
Oh, yeah. Do you know, I would love to know, do different teams have different types of feed bags? They do. Oh, I wonder what that depends on. Would it depend on like sponsorships or have they got like science
and
stuff?
On the rider or the food that they choose.
Yeah, okay. Sweet. Anything else we want to say about this?
I don't think they go down. I think they go down the gorge by the looks of it.
Okay. Potentially. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, Cuddly Creek down the gorge.
Yeah. Finish at Campbelltown. So probably a
they do four laps. Do they do four laps up at? No.
No. Just the one lap.
What are you talking about?
The start of the race. Harndorf all the way around through Mount Barker back and then off to Balhanna and Oakbank.
I think this one will come down to a bunch kick.
Mm.
It's not much. 1400 is not really that much climbing.
I love when they come down the gorge. Flying down so the gorge. Fast.
Yeah.
All right. Stage two, women's. Oh, starting in Glenelg. Are they going
to
up
Stirling?
Is that Tapley's Hill Road?
No.
They go along the Esplanade, I think, for a little bit as neutral.
Yeah.
And they come off of that and head towards. Where are we going?
They're going to go up Cherry Gardens, first climb of the day.
What, up Clarendon, Kangarilla?
Kangarilla, yep. And then into Meadows, Echunga.
And for those that go out there occasionally, there is all brand new resurface from Clarendon back up to Cherry Gardens. I want them to be going down it, though.
Right.
Yeah. But also, total climbing of 2,000 metres, that's reasonable. Gross.
It looks like they do laps of, which our local listeners will be familiar with this loop probably, the Bradbury Heathfield loop. So it looks like they do two laps of, or three laps of that potentially.
Mm. Do we know who's racing in this?
Teams are just starting to be, well, yeah, all the World Tour teams are racing, obviously. So some of the teams have announced their start lists. I know Jayco have, both the men's and women's. They're just starting to sort of drip feed the big names. So
nice.
Yeah, I was like, probably one of the climbers on today is going to win that one, I would think.
15.6% max gradient of Cherry Gardens. Yeah. It's going to sting.
It is going to sting.
Cool. Yeah. And then stage three is starting off in Adelaide. Heading up Blair through Clarendon, Kangarilla. And then they look
Windy
like they're doing
Point.
A
lovely little climb to start the day.
Mm. And then nice they're doing like a little box around McLaren Vale.
Yeah, they'll get around McLaren Vale, a little dinger and that. So this will be the first time that the women are going up Wollonga Hill.
For the finish,
so
yeah.
Finish up
I was
going to
say,
Hill.
I'm looking at that that gradient profile. It looks, how much are they're gaining, what is it? 400 metres?
Mm,
I can't read. Yeah. I can't maths. Yeah. I'm not an engineer. No one would know. that looks ridiculous.
So probably you'd look out for someone like Sarah Giganti on this stage. Mm. She currently holds the QOM up Wollonga. So she will be, she'll be one to beat. So fun fact was our own local Big Banana used to have the com up up Wollonga until Sarah beat it. So
I want to know who's written these percentages. So if you look back at the Windy Point one, maximum 20%. Are they going up Linton bike path?
Yeah.
And then max on Wollonga, 15.6. I don't reckon it gets that high.
No.
It's yet to be announced if she's coming yet, but Cecily Utrecht-Ludwig from FDJ might be here for the Tour Down Under next year. So she's also one to look out for on Wollonga Hill. Could be the day where the GC is settled.
Mm.
Spratty possibly as well. She's not a bad climber. And only three stages. So short, sharp and shiny for the girls.
So the women aren't doing that... The square in the city.
That's the next page, Frankie.
No, I know that, but that's men's. So the women, they're not doing that.
I think the women do one as well.
Yeah, there wasn't listed, but maybe they do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
So, yeah. So just three stages for the women's this year. Hopefully that can grow in future to make it a bit longer. So then we have on Saturday, 13th of Jan, the Down Under Classic. Used to be known as the People's Choice Classic. So, I don't know, 1 hour plus three laps. Around the CBD, Wakefield, Pulteney, Flinders.
It was
brutally
windy last year, wasn't it?
It was very windy last
year. Even though the barriers and stuff were blown across the
road.
Was
it Australian that won last year?
Caleb won last year.
Yeah.
So, and I'd say he'd probably be favourite to win again. Not real much to talk about there. It's a pretty flat stage. Mm-hmm. So,
Would you race this?
Would I race it?
No, would you? Are
there
you
is a race
this?
For us, yeah.
There is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on the last Saturday, I think. So, slightly different circuit.
Lovely. And then the next one?
So, then the men's kicks off on Tuesday, the 16th of Jan. Tanunda to Tanunda.
Have to ride to Tanunda?
Yeah, it is. So
where is that? Sorry.
The Barossa Valley, Frankie. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Near Shepparton. trying to think who won this stage this year. I know Caleb maybe got second or Caleb. Someone crashed this year and they lost their shoe.
What?
In the middle of the road?
No.
Yeah, I think it might have been. Could have been Caleb. I reckon.
So they do like three big loops.
Yeah, it's three laps.
Times Mangler Hill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good climb that one.
Anyone going out there? Make sure you stop off at Brown Brothers Donuts. Best bakery out there in Tanunda. So,
really?
Yep.
Cute.
They do Manglers
three times.
Yeah, they do Manglers three times. Yeah. So that's not all that steep. 3.8%.
No, but when you've ridden 100 k's to get there,
144 k's at stage. Mm. Stage two, Norwood to Lobie.
Is this Norton Summit inclusive?
I was just looking at that.
Yes.
Yes, it looks like it.
Starts up there. Starts up Norton's.
Are we going to go back up there again?
Yes.
So, again, they've taken the neutral right off the bloody start of the climb.
Where's the neutral to the bottom? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, once again, it'll be the same as last year where they probably won't. They probably won't pin it up there, I wouldn't have thought. But it'd be interesting to see what the times for Norton's are. So through Ashton, Summertown, Eurela, Kerry Gully, down into Bowhanna and Oakbank, Woodside, and then they do some laps around Lobie.
And Guma Rochera.
That again.
Guma Rochera.
And so the notable climbs, they do Fox Creek twice. Oh, that is going to be hard.
Yeah.
That's a bitch of a climb, that one. Reasonable day, this one. So, I don't know who would be one of the favourites there. Maybe you got Jay Vine coming over. You got Simon Yates. You got Plappy. Anyone can win that. Even Alaphilippe, obviously been announced that he'll come over. That could be his sort of stage as well.
Kind of sounds like a dolphin.
3,000 metres of climbing that day.
How much?
3,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of climbing. And 140 Ks.
And then what have we got? Stage three on Thursday, just starting just up the road from myself and the real Shamoy. We'll be there if you want to come and say hello. Starting at Tea Tree Gully. Goes up Tea Tree Gully Hill and back through to Cockatoo Valley, Sandy Creek, Lindock and Williamstown. Out to Springton and Mount Pleasant and then back down through the gorge. No Corky, though, I don't think. They don't do Corky on this one? No.
Nah.
So they've taken Corky out this year, but the finish is still in Campbelltown.
Why is the race, the neutral part, so small?
I think because the rollout, where they're rolling out from
is like literally 100 metres from the bottom of the climb.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they roll out from Memorial Avenue, I think they call it, at Tea Tree Gully.
Mm-hmm.
And then the climb starts straight away. So that's why it's so small. So how many vert on that day?
2,200. Yeah.
Okay. It's not too bad. Ooh, good. Stage four, Friday. I don't think we'll ride out to this one. It's probably a bit far away. Looks like a sprinter stage, this one.
Ugh, Langhorne Creek.
Murray Bridge to Port Elliot. Maybe we'll take the GTR for a drive down there and watch it.
We're taking the e-bike.
Yeah. 200 and what do we got? Yeah, 1,000 metres of vert on that day. So
pretty flat.
Sprinter stage. Someone like Caleb or one of the other sprinters. 136K. Port Elliot. Maybe they'll stop at the Port Elliot Bakery on the way home.
Where is this Gemmell Hill, the king of the mountains?
It doesn't
look like much of a hill.
Gemmell Hill.
Gemmell.
Average. 3.9%. And then this is where the race starts, really. Saturday.
There were so many other races beforehand.
This is where the GC will get shaken up.
What is that? What's that again, GC?
General classification.
Okay, sorry.
Christie's to Wollunga. Wollunga Hill twice they do with the finish up there the second time. So I'm sure... Jay Vine will be gunning for it. Yatesy, Plappy once again. Plappy fresh off of his Buffalo Com that he got during the Tour of Bright. That's apparently under threat from someone else.
We won't mention names. Move along.
So that'll be definitely a climber stage, and this will be the shake up the GC.
It's good to finish back on top of Wollunga.
Wollunga's back, yeah. So that'll be a brilliant stage.
It's iconic.
What's Wollunga Hill like? Because I've never been
steep.
It's I don't like it.
Average gradient is 7.4%.
And it's how long?
Only about 3Ks.
It's about that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get out the first 2Ks is steep, that's then it steep. Flattens off.
That's most of it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it flattens out at the top.
So. Yeah.
And then the final stage, Sunday 21st of Jan, they're bringing back the same or similar course of what they did this year, starting in Unley and then finishing at Mount Lofty with those finishing circuits around Lofty. Back up from Crafers to the finish where Simon Yates won this year with Jay Vine as well. So once again, this will be a climber stage and it'll be one of the GC guys that are going to win that one for sure.
We reckon the Windy Point Com will go. They hit the start of it.
So they do Windy Point twice then.
Mm. The women's do it, and then
Okay. Yeah. Windy Point Com could go. I'm just trying to don't know who's got it at the moment. I think Harper might have the com for Windy.
Question.
Yes. Wasn't there going to be a stage where you ride up a
No, that's a supporting event. Yeah, it's a car park
that's
climb.
That's a supporting event.
Oh, so it's not for the pros.
No, it's not. Well, they could probably enter, but I don't think they'd risk crashing.
I literally thought they were that was going to be one for the pros.
You can enter.
It's like it's like the community ride.
Yeah.
That one. And there's also a time trial up Wellunga for anyone who wants to enter as well.
Yeah. Are you going to do the car park?
Fuck no. No.
Tell you what, Clarendon, Kangarilla and stuff have got some exposure this year coming up.
Yeah.
Out that way. Good on them.
So, it's going to be an interesting race. Hopefully the weather
I was literally just about to say, I reckon it's going to be stinking hot.
It's either going to be stinking hot or piss down the rain. Yeah. I'd rather it be hot. Who's your GC pick, Alex? Who would you like to see to win?
You know I don't know people.
just throw out a name.
Probably Yates.
Yates, you reckon?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see him win. I don't know that he will. But
yeah, I'd like to see him win. Yeah. Either him or Plappy.
Mm. Or Plappy, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What about you, Frankie?
I'd like to see. I'd like to see
guy.
I don't think he'll be here. I'd like to see. I would like to see Kellogg's get in a break and run a drum somewhere. So I dare say he'll be on domestic duties there for Yatesy and Plappy potentially.
Cute.
Mm.
All right.
What about you, Ponton?
Yeah.
Pick.
I'm excited about Alaphilippe, but. Yeah. I think if I had to name a name, I would say Luke Plapp. He's got a big team around him.
He's flying.
Mm. Yeah.
Is everyone riding for him?
Good question. Do we know?
No, I don't know. I was speaking to him
today.
You're
probably not allowed to know.
But I dare say that will be all that sort of stuff will be ironed out after Nationals. So Nationals are, this time in 2 weeks' time, we'll know who the elite Australian champion is. Could be the real Chamoy.
Our real Chamoy is going over to have a go.
I dare say it'll be decided after that on who's got the form. Jayco have got potentially three people who could win. You know, they've got Plappy, they've got Yatesy, and they've got Harper. So,
big names.
Very big names.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah.
So whilst we're sitting here in the Pond offices, who are responsible for this amazing, or a multiple of amazing brands, just a little throwback to before we started the pod, Frankie.
Yes.
And I said to you and Josh, we were going up Norton Summit in one of those noisy moments. I was like, should we start a podcast?
Because we're so fucking hilarious.
And we all laughed and thought, let's just do this and dive in, make dicks of ourselves on air. And we're like, yep. And then we're like, where are we going to get the content from? And when I explained my idea for Norton Summit and how the content will write itself.
It was glorious, yes.
Well, this week the people of Radelaide have lit it up and some epic PBs. Like, guys have knocked minutes off of their times, like down into the 12s, some of them.
I did see that.
There's even local bike shop, Bicycle Express, have had an in-house competition for the fastest Norton of the week. I'm pretty sure there was cash up for grabs between those guys.
Jeez.
And I just want to say a massive thanks and kudos to all you legends for smashing it. So, with that,
let's jump right into it. The main reason why we exist is to see who's been spinning up the summer this week and check out the times for the folks who've been giving us a show. It might be the fast guys. It's actually just the fast guys this week. So we're just going to dive into their rides and data a little bit more robustly, and then we're going to see who and what has caught my eyes. But in this instance, I think it's Wang's eyes
He always catches my eyes.
With some... Fuck, no.
Because I'm across the table.
With some hand-picked times for some fun and analysis. So, guest man, Tom Pon, please share with us the top man and top woman for this week.
So we'll start off with the top woman. We've got Savage Sweet Potato.
Mm. She's back.
She's gone up in 15:31 on a 19-kilometre ride. So short, sharp, but effective.
Mm-hmm.
And then top man, we've got Percy Jackson and the Frightening Leaf.
What?
Who has done... an incredible, looks like over a minute PB from 13:35 down to 12:24 on a 122-kilometre ride.
Average what? So I was looking at this last night. I think he needs to buy a new power meter.
366.
There's no way he's doing 366 watts at that speed.
Mm.
Unless he weighs 50 kilograms.
Mm.
Mm. Or if he's on an e-bike.
He could be.
Fabulous. Also, you know where Percy Jackson and the Frightening Leaf is from, right?
No.
You know the movie? Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I was playing words. No one thought that was funny. Anyway, continuing on. Oh, me, I'm doing
yes,
the men's brackets.
Once again.
Okay, so we've got the chunk who's done a 13.11 on a 106-kilometre ride. Oh, I should say we are doing the 13-minute bracket, everybody. We've got Madam Ducks of Quackenbush, who's done a 13.46 on a 90-kilometre ride. The Lubrication Sensation, who has got a PB, a massive one, by the way. They've gone from 14.31 down to 13.14 on an 87-kilometre ride. 180 beats per minute on that one. Whew. We then have the Beta, who's done a 13.48 on a 156-kilometre ride. That's nuts. And then we have Cleet Torres, who has done a 13.50 on a 110-kilometre ride. So good work, all of you. I should mention that there were so many people in the 12-minute bracket this week.
Yeah.
It was
so many PBs.
Ridiculous.
We can't mention everyone, but... Yeah, there was a lot of PBs during the week. Super's Ride smashed out a few PBs. Obviously, the BE, TTT did as well. So, yeah, keep them coming and you'll eventually get a mention.
Maybe. If I see it. All right,
Alex. All right. So, the women this week, R2DI2 got a whopping PB of 15.44 off of her previous 16.22. As part of a 104K day, and she averaged 269 watts to do so at 173 beats per minute.
That's wild.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Another PB, 17.10 by Big Squid, 38K day, 163 beats per minute. She took a minute off of her PB. We have Too Tired. She wasn't tired on this day because she's also done a PB at 17.12, 231 watts, 19.1 k an hour, 75-kilometre ride. It just goes on. Quizzical Dog, take a minute 10 off of her PB, 62k day, 18.09, 192 watts power. And lastly, Aggressively Undercooked, she's done an 18.12. Her PB is 16.03, so she's just cruising. 74K day, 222 watts of power. And then
we have
our special handpicked.
Yeah.
I think this one's going to get absolutely wrung out.
He'll be listening because he was listening to last week's episode when we were going up Norton's. Fun fact.
That's
so
cute.
What have we got here? So this person has a PB of 16.54. That's a rapid PB for this gentleman.
What are you saying?
126 beats per minute. Average watts of 238. At an average speed of a modest 6.5 kilometres an hour. With a time of 50 minutes and 32 seconds. We
50
have
minutes.
Wow.
Deck the balls.
Deck the balls. So 238 watts for an hour almost.
Yeah. Wait, what? That doesn't make any sense.
No. So this was purposely targeted. He was myself and the real Shamoy. He was just perched on the guardrail, having a chill, watching some of his athletes do their efforts on Tuesday night.
Doesn't your Garmin or Wahoo, whatever the fuck you use, doesn't it pause?
Auto-pause.
Yeah. It auto-pauses your ride time, but not the segment time.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise...
You could stop and then start.
Yeah, have a rest, like then do another minute.
A five-minute effort and then stop for an hour and then do another five and take the comp.
That makes sense.
So, but yeah, I'm sure he'll listen this week and I'll get some feedback from him. Yeah,
Somebody actually thought about that.
Yeah, it's cheating. But yeah, no, congrats to everyone else that got PBs this week. There's some awesome times.
Hells yeah. Mm. All right, so for the week ahead of cycling, we've got Port Adelaide Cycling Club on Monday the 18th of December. We've got the Xmas Cross at...
It's called Christmas.
It's Christmas, Frankie.
Oh, I'm just reading the fucking paper.
Fucking hell.
At Hanson Reserve.
Just down from where Alex normally works on the night.
SCC, what's that again?
Southern Coast Cookie Club.
Yep. On Monday the 18th of December, any woman, any bike at Edwardstown Velodrome. Same club on the Monday again. We've got junior training at Edwardstown as well. And then the same thing on the 20th of December, which is a Wednesday. And then we have NCC Crit on Tuesday the 19th of December.
Everyone get out there. Frankie, you racing?
Yes,
last
I am.
Yep,
it's the last
year,
one for the year. Prize money on Tuesday night as well for
and then
all grades.
We got a bit of a shindig afterwards.
And then I believe there's drinks at Contour after for all riders and volunteers. That'd be myself.
Cute.
For some beers and food. And I believe also the Thursday night's on this week, but we haven't got it. I don't think it's on Entry Boss yet.
It wasn't on Entry Boss. No,
nah, so. I don't think I've put on Entry Boss, but I'm pretty sure the women's and juniors will be on
sweet
Thursday night. Get around the women's and juniors because I had to cancel it this week.
Because of numbers.
So just there was three women that had nominated.
Yeah, no MC period gigs this week.
So,
that's why I couldn't race because I had to.
That's okay. That
talk.
That was genuine. Maybe race both this week.
Maybe. All right. I'll think about it.
See how you go.
On Christmas Eve, we have Krusty's Xmas Ride. Fucking hell. 6:30 a.m. at the top of the freeway. It's a 200-kilometer loop. What the fuck? I thought it was 300.
That's the extras.
So, for anyone listening, if anyone wants to do extras after Krusty's, we'll probably stop at Glenelg for a quick feed.
And then we'll crack on.
And then we'll crack on for another 100. So if anyone's keen, come and see me during the ride.
come and see me.
Myself or Alex.
Is that the one?
And we'll work out a 100K loop after that to get up the 300.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's the best chance you're going to have to do 300 because the first 200 is pretty cruisy. Get out there. Come join us.
No, I don't think I would because I...
Well, no, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't be able to... you saw me yesterday. I would not be able to do it.
No, you would make it to the top of the freeway and
I wouldn't.
For the right to start.
You have to leave now.
Anyway, SCC again. I can't remember what it stands for.
Southern Coast. So that's the Boxing Day Crits.
Yeah, Boxing Day Crits. Is that at Glenelg?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, straight line Coast sprint.
Yep.
If you're listening, Channing Tantrum.
You're going to go down. Are you doing it this year?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Yeah. So we can't do 200K on Boxing Day?
No.
We can. It'd be a good warm-up.
Fabulous. All right.
Well, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, all creatures in between, if you've enjoyed yourselves, please give us a follow through your favourite podcast app or access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe and hit the bell icon. Don't forget to tell all your friends and share it with everyone.
All right, now we're also all over the socials where we'll give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out, along with other podcast news and information. And if you want to support the podcast, head to our Buy Me a Coffee page. And if you donate, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast next week.
Tom Pom, would you like to read my section?
From here?
Yeah.
To the end?
Yeah.
We would love your feedback and to know your thoughts. So hit us up and let us have a chat through our Facebook or Instagram page or shoot something through to our email, radladesummit@gmail.com. And with that, as it's Christmas Eve next Sunday and the boys will be hallucinating after riding 300 kilometres, we are having the weekend off.
Fuck yeah.
Have a very Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
Such good to you guys. Thank you.
No joke. We're
Bye.
Just wishing Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right, guys, we'll see you out on the summit.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Bye.